What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Happy Friday, Huggles.
J. Ebony Brown.
What up, Hug? What's going on,
Tyler Perry.
Good morning.
We're about to get the sell out of here, y'all. There's so much for me trying to get a six-pack before Sunday. At this point in the game, I'll try anything to expedite me getting in shape before the cruise, y'all. Hell, I'll watch Billy Blanks on Unsung if I thought it would work, y'all.
Wow.
Y'all remember Tabo? Pre-P90X? Billy Banks used to work out in a headset and a fanny pack and wife beaters that look like they snap between the legs. In colors we've never seen in our life. What the hell work out in a biscuit beige wife beater? Contender number one, Oscar Pistorius, a.k.a. the Blade Runner, the South African Olympic star, is in court like he's so distraught, y'all. He's throwing up more than Willie Beeman in any given sentence. I mean, he vomited this early in the trial, y'all, of killing his girlfriend. He's going to have to keep up the courtroom shenanigans. I mean, what you going to do next? I mean, he can't even stand to hear what happened, y'all. He's going to have to pull an Al Roker and start juggling next, you know. Contender number two, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who got rid of the heartbeat of the team, DeMarcus Ware, because Jerry Jones didn't want to commit to a new contract. Oh, Dallas Buyers Club is holding on to his phone like he's holding on to his flip phone. Contender number three, the Washington Redskins owner, Dan Snyder, for not picking up DeMarcus Ware. I mean, that's one less brother we have to worry about chasing our G3 ass all over the damn field. Plus, if you want to piss off a Cowboy fan, you hire somebody from the Cowboys. But nope, you had the chance and you Romo'd that away. Contender number four, DeMarcus Ware. Get out your feelings talking about Jerry Jones said stuff to the media. He should have said to you, DeMarcus, are you aware you just got $20 million guaranteed and you're going to be playing in a land of white women and weed? Nickelodeon, are you kidding me? You're the J. Anthony Brown of football right now. Contender number five and six, Jane Goodall and Jack Gordon. Now, Jane Goodall is the chimp expert who says Michael Jackson's pet Bubbles was brutalized at Neverland Ranch. She didn't say Michael used to spank the monkey, but supposedly she said something to Michael, and Michael went off the wall, y'all. But Jack Gordon, whose Latoya's ex said, he saw with his own eyes that Michael punched Bubbles and kicked Bubbles in the belly. What kind of monkey shiggity is this? Oh. I know MJ is moonwalking in his grave right now, y'all. He loved Bubbles. He loved Bubbles more than Jermaine, y'all. Now, if Latoya's ex said Joe kicked Bubbles in the belly, now that's believable, y'all. Contender number seven is Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Y'all remember she pointed her fingers in President Obama's face?
Right.
Yep, Cruella DeVille is leaving office. God is good. Contender number eight, Portia Williams of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, Portia just got out of a nasty divorce settlement where Cordell Lepper was nothing, y'all. He even took the red from her red bottom.
Wow.
Cordell, you evil bastard. Who does that?
Wow.
Do you know how long it takes to scrape red from the red bottom? Sick bastard. You lucky Paul Ryan made that statement, or it would be some black-on-black crime right now. So I figured I had to give Portia something, y'all, since he didn't leave her ass with nothing. Paul Ryan, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week. And Tyler, put me and Jay in your movie. Terry Crews and Kevin Hart is in every damn movie.